It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on how to vote without lengthy analysis. If you have waited until the last minute to review the voting materials, and there's a game or a great show on the tube tonight, I will share with you in the next 5 minutes how to decide for which candidates and for which propositions you should vote. I know, the purists out there will be appalled at the idea of a voting shortcut, but listen to the end and see if my approach does not make sense. Regarding picking a candidate, opt for the one with a sense of humor. They need to be able to laugh at government absurdities, and most importantly, they need to be able to laugh at themselves. If you have observed a candidate and seen not a spark of humor, don't vote for them. But if you have not had the opportunity to see the candidate live, then go to shortcut number 2. You have probably tossed all those flyers and brochures on the different candidates into a pile for study later. Well, later is here. Pull out all that propaganda and look at the pictures of the person. If you did not save the crap, then Google the candidate. Her or his picture will be all over the candidate website. Then ask yourself if you would buy a used car from him or her. Don't sit there and deliberate about it. Go with your gut reaction. If you get bad vibes, don't vote for the person. There is one candidate, to my mind, who appears to be imitating the Cheshire Cat in his materials. I didn't vote for him. My final suggestion is to look for the candidate's negative materials about his or her opponent. Call me old-fashioned, but I believe a candidate should rise above her or his opposition based on her or his own performance. I figure those candidates who resort to nasty slams against their opponent, or even worse, have other people do the dirty work, are trying to make themselves look taller by chopping their opponents off at the knees. And I never vote for the chopper, and I frequently vote for the choppy. So there you have my shortcut rules for picking a candidate. Now, let's look at the propositions. Review the proposition and see if it raises any tax rates. If it does, vote no. Oh, I know, a lot of these propositions have kids and teachers and the like as poster people for why you should vote yes. But let's be realistic. Sacramento is one big cash sewer. And if you vote for an increase, no matter what the cause, the increased funds are more likely to go for some bridge to nowhere or government pensions than they are to go to the poster people. Vote no. Trust me on this one. Don't rely on the wording of the proposition as the basis for your vote. I swear there is an army of lawyers specifically assigned to writing these propositions in the most deceiving manner possible. You can find some clarification in the voting guide, but if you have a little time, Google the proposition number and look for sites like Ballotpedia, which provide a balanced summary of both the pros and the cons of a proposition. So there are my shortcut rules for voting. Do my guidelines have any merit? Well, let's look at the sense of humor situation. We think of Lincoln as a somber man, but he had a fantastic sense of humor. The Democrats FDR, LBJ, and JFK could certainly be funny. So could some Republicans. Calvin Coolidge was so shy he was nicknamed Silent Cal, but he had a quick wit. At a dinner party, a woman told Coolidge she had bet her husband she could get the president to say more than 2 words. His response? You lose. Ronald Reagan was 73 when he ran for a second term against Walter Mondale. There was some concern, particularly after a bad first debate performance, that Reagan was too old to be president. That is, until the second debate with Mondale, in which Reagan spun the whole issue around by saying, "I want you to know that I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience. Even Mondale admitted years later that that line won the presidency for Reagan. I don't have similar anecdotes about the used car salesman or the negative materials criteria, but I leave those to your common sense. Regarding voting no on any proposition with a tax increase, I need only remind you that effective the first of next year, the average U.S. household will see a federal tax increase of $3,500 a year. So unless you have $300 a month excess income laying around, you don't need any tax increase at the state level. So now you are all prepared. Get out there and vote. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.